CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either in the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 18th of September 2022. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB HQ and the National Radio Centre closed on Monday. Special regional secondary locator. RSGB convention latest. Our thoughts are very much with the royal family as they mourn the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The RSGB will be closing its HQ and RSGB National Radio Centre on Monday the 19th of September, the day of the Queen's state funeral, as a mark of respect. In response to requests from radio amateurs and after contact with Ofcom, the RSGB will be making available the special regional secondary locator of Q. Any licensed radio amateur may choose to use this after their UK call sign prefix to show their respect for the Queen if they wish to do so. For example, GQ4LFM MQ1ACB or 2Q0ABC will be available until the end of the official national mourning on Monday the 19th of September. Radio amateurs will need to download the notice of variation that is available from the RSGB website at rsgb.org/NOV. You may be interested to note that Australian amateurs may use the AX prefix between the 19th and 23rd of September, commemorating the life of Queen Elizabeth II. The RSGB convention will take place on the 7th to the 9th of October. The online booking system for overnight packages, dinners and day tickets will close on the 2nd of October. The latest information can be found on the RSGB site. Don't forget that all three UK amateur radio exams may be taken online at this year's RSGB convention. The foundation and intermediate exam will take place on Saturday and the full exam on Sunday morning. You'll need to book a place via the online form before the 26th of September. Applications will not be accepted on the day. If you have a question, please email exams@rsgb.org.uk. Or you can book your place via the link on the RSGB's convention webpage. The RSGB is bringing its Jubilee activities to a close as a mark of respect for the Queen. The Society's website is being updated and the Innovation 70 Award has been cancelled. If you've collected QSOs between the 1st and 30th of June for the Jubilee Award 70, you may still submit an application to the RSGB Awards Manager before the 31st of October. Details of how to do so will remain on the awards section of the RSGB website. As the World Radio Communication Conference 23 approaches, the studies regarding 23 SEMS and RNSS satellites are working towards conclusions. However, the IARU is not content that all the operational aspects of the amateur service usage of the 1240 to 1300 MHz bands are being properly considered to develop an acceptable compromise for all concerned parties. You can find some details on the area of concern in the discussion paper posted on the global IARU WRC-23 web pages at iaru-r-1.org. On Friday the 23rd of September, a team from High Impact based on the Wirral will be working with Everton Free School on another high-altitude balloon launch. Launching near Welshpool at 11 a.m, you can listen out on 434.250 MHz USB, and the RITI transmission will be 300 baud with 910 Hz shift. The call sign will be Everton FS. The flight will be SSDV enabled, so there'll be pictures being beamed back to Earth. The Radio Amateurs of Canada, the National Society of Canada, is holding its AGM today at 1600 UTC. The AGM will start with a fireside chat on the future of amateur radio. Those involved will be Tim Ellum, VE6SH, President of the IARU, Rick Roderick, K5UR, President of the ARRL, Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, of the IRSGB, President, and Phil A. McBride, VA3QR, the president of the RAC. You can find out more on rac.ca. December is Youngsters on the Air month. This brings the opportunity for individuals, clubs, schools and groups to run an amateur radio station with the aim of getting youngsters active on the air. The RSGB is inviting applications to host the special call sign GB22 YOTA, pending Ofcom approval. Activations can be big or small and can be made however you wish. To register your interest, please email Jamie, M0SDF, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk with details of the activity you're planning. Please include your name, organisation and the call sign of the full licensee who will be hosting the activation. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rallies and events as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom and GB2RS and online. Western Supermare Radio Society's Radio and Electronics Rally takes place on the 25th of September. It'll be held at the Campus Community Centre, BS2470X. On the 2nd of October, the Welsh Radio Rally will be held at Llanwern High School, Farm Road, Newport, NP182YE. Doors open at 10 a.m. There'll be bring and buy as well as traders in the hall. For latest information, see gw6gw.co.uk. Now for special event news, Paisley Amateur Radio Club will be operating GB0DOD from the Methodist Central Hall to Gore Street, Paisley, PA1E1EP, on Saturday the 17th of September. This is for Churches and Chapels on the Air. Members of South Dorset Radio Society will be active as GB0IOW from the Isle of Wight, EU120. Between the 19th and 23rd of September, they'll operate SSB and various digital modes on the HF bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or direct to M0XDL. F1IEH will be active as TM72WOW for 15 days, between the 17th of September and the 1st of November. QSL F1IEH, the station is to commemorate the World Aeroplane Endurance Record in September 1908, set by Wilbur Wright. Now, the DX News, SV5-LA6OP will be active from Rhodes, EU001, from the 18th of September to the 9th of October. He'll be mostly FT8 and SSB, 4 to 10 metre bands, QSL only via Logbook of the World. SP9FIH will be active as SP9FIH-VP9 from Bermuda, NA005 from the 23rd of September to the 2nd of October. He'll operate SSB, RTTY and FT8 on 30, 17, 15 and 12 metre bands, QSL via Logbooks, OQRS. Members of the Dateline DX Association will be active as JW0A from Svalbard, EU026, between the 19th and 26th of September. They'll operate CWSSB in digital modes with three stations as propagation allows, QSL via the operator's instructions. Contest news today, the 18th, it's the IRTS 70 centimetre counties contest that runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC using SSB and FM. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, Irish stations also add their county. Also today, Sunday the 18th, it's the IRTS 2 metre counties contest that runs from 1330 to 1500 UTC SSB and FM. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, plus county for the Irish stations. The Bartag Sprint PSK63 contest takes place today, the 18th, from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Where contests are allowed, the exchange's serial number. Today, the 18th, the 17 megs AFS contest takes place between 0900 and 1200 UTC, all modes. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the all-mode 1.3 gigs. UK activity contest takes place between 1900 and 2130 UTC. Exchange's signal report, serial number, locator. Thursday, it's the autumn series data contest running from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using RTTY and PSK on the 3.5 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next week, the CQ WW Worldwide DX RITI runs for 48 hours, 0000 UTC on the 24th to 2359 UTC on the 25th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is signal report and CQ zone, which for us in the UK is 14. Next Sunday, the 25th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest takes place between 0600 and 1800 UTC. All modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also next Sunday, the Practical Wireless 70 megs contest runs 1200 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, "We had an unexpected boost in the solar flux index last week thanks to our returning sunspot group. This, when added to sunspot region 3098, pushed the SFI to 152 on the 11th. This returning group, which has now been updated to activate region 3102, isn't quite the threat it was on its last visit, but it may be capable of M-class solar flares. The good news is that an SFI of up to 150+, coupled with better autumnal propagation, has seen the HF bands come alive at times. Jeff, ZL/K5WE on Chatham Island, has been workable on 40 metres CW and FT8. He's due to be on the air on the until the 21st of September. Brian, at 9J2BO in Zambia, a regular in the Commonwealth contest, has also been worked on 10 metre CW. It's worth noting that this is a good month for north-south paths, such as UK to South Africa and UK to South America. The beginning of last week was better than the second half, which suffered from an elevated KP index due to an enhanced solar wind. Also, a high-speed stream from a high-latitude coronal hole in the sun was forecast to batter the Earth from the 16th onwards. The critical frequency over the UK has fluctuated from less than 5 megs at sunrise to more than 7 megs around lunchtime and later. If you're looking for a good inter-G conditions, you're better off waiting until the afternoon. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will decline into the 120s. This weekend may also be unsettled on the geomagnetic front as well. Expect the KP index to rise to 4 or 5 with a characteristic drop in the MUF. Hopefully conditions will improve after the weekend, with the KP index forecast to drop to around 2. As always, things can change very quickly thanks to solar flares and CMEs, so keep an eye on solarham.com and propquest.co.uk. Now for VHF and up-propagation news, there should be some useful tropo about in the coming week, initially over Western Britain at first, but gradually extending across most areas as high pressure moves in across the British Isles. The eastern side of the country will start this week in a more showery northerly flow down the east coast, so tropo is unlikely here until we're into next week. Once established, it should bring enhanced conditions to most areas and into the near continent, but limited options across the North Sea, where the cool showery weather retains control and limits potential for QSOs to the east. The other modes to have in mind are meteor scatter, particularly in early mornings. The Sextantids meteor shower is underway, but doesn't reach its peak until the 27th. In the disturbed sequence of solar conditions, aurora is always a possibility, so keep an eye on the KP index. Anything above 5 should be worth checking out. The moon is at maximum positive declination at the moment, so is visible for long periods. Apogee is the point at which the moon is furthest from the Earth. It takes place on Monday, when path losses are at their highest for the month. 144 meg sky noise starts the week at a moderate 500 Kelvin, but quickly falls low for the rest of the week. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.